Friends, now you are aware that what is private equity and what is merger and acquisition. So private equity is forming the part of the capital base of some of the companies. Under mergers and acquisitions, what this private equity, how the private equity is getting treated? Because there are certain complexities are there, certain regulations are very complex. That is why we have to see and check, thoroughly understand the under merger and acquisition, how the private equity behaves. So our objective of discussion this chapter is to understand how the private equity interacts with and drives the merger and activity in India. Understand private equity deal types. Deal types may be buyout, growth investment, PIPs, and club deals, as well as the exit route deal structuring tools. Understand regulatory scenario and present risk unique to private equity. Our presentation structure consists of how PE funds drive the deals, its mechanics and incentives, buyout, the types, exits, routes and timing, then club deals, consortium investing and deal structuring, instrument and tax compliance, as well as earnout, due diligence, approvals and compliance, as well as technology system process trend in private equity deals, risk specific private equity led merger and acquisition and practical mitigation. In India, the private equity performs three interlocking roles. One, private equity provider is a provider of acquisitional capital. Then, deal originator and aggregator, and value creator and governance partner. These are the three functions of private equity. How private equity funds drives the deal? Let us understand its mechanics and incentive. How the deal is driven by the private equity? At the time of deal origination and sourcing, there are channels of deal origination. These channels are proprietary deals, intermediated deals, then carve out, and distressed special situation. Incentive structure in private equity driven deals consists of the fund life cycle pressure. Most of the private equity funds operate on 8 to 10 year cycle. The need to deploy the committed capital within 3 to 5 years. Then carried interest, that is carry. General partners earns a share of upside, usually 20% of return over the hurdle of IRR of 8 to 10 years. The management incentive and the fee incentives are there. Value creation levers for the private equity consist of operational improvement. Operational value creation levers are operational improvements by means of installing the professional management and independent directors, then KPI-driven performance monitoring, strategic expansion, that is bolt on acquisition to create the sector leaders, and entry into new geographies and verticals. Financial engineering consists of optimizing capital structure and tax-efficient holding structure. Governance and control consist of board participation for private equity investors. They are actively shape governance of the portfolio. They shape the governance of the portfolio of their companies to safeguard their investment and drive performance. So the board participation, nominee directors and the observers with the veto rights, shareholder agreement, exit protection and information rights. These are some of the tools of the governance and control Then role of technology in driving the deals consists of deal sourcing, due diligence, monitoring governance, and exit readiness. Indian regulatory and risk consideration consist of FEMA and FDI consideration, FEMA and FDI restriction on the deal for the purpose of which creates the compliance hurdle, then Competition Commission of India and SEBI regulations. IBC process, regulatory driven, that is NCLT approval and compliance with resolution plan procedures. Reputational and ESG risk will also be there. The example, how private equity drives a merger and acquisition deal in India. Suppose a global private equity sponsor identifies a mid-sized Indian pharma manufacturer. Here, deal origination starts with the promoter seeks the partial, where the promoter seeks the partial liquidity and growth capital. Then deal structuring will be done. Private equity invests via mix of compulsorily convertible debenture, CCDs. Then there will be governance. Governance will be securing the board seat, weight rights, and MIS reporting. Value creation happens when the funds are used to expand its US generic, adopt the compliance upgrades, and acquire a smaller competitor. Exit happens after 5 years, and PE exit via trade sales to a global pharma MNCs, achieving more than 3.5 MOIC and 27% IRR. So this is a simple example to understand better. Now buyout. What are the types of buyout? What is buyout and what is the types, structure and Indian specific buyouts? Buyouts is nothing but the acquisition of controlling interest in a company. Usually it is financed through the combination of equity from the private equity sponsors. Thus, the types of buyouts consist of leveraged buyout. Leveraged buyout is most common globally, where a significant portion of the purchase price is financed by debt and secured against the target assets and future cash flow. Management buyout. Management buyout is the existing management team acquires the company with a backing from private equity funds. And management buy-ins means external managers, often industry veterans, acquire control with the private equity backing. Secondary buyout consists of a private equity firm sells its stake in portfolio company to another PE funds. Public to private buyouts. Public to private buyout means acquisition of listed company following by delisting. And carve-out buyout means acquisition of subsidiary or division or non-core business which is carved out from the larger corporate group. Okay, then typical structure of buyouts. What is the structure of buyouts? Structure consists of equity contribution. One, sponsor is PE fund plus co-investors. They provide the equity capital. And equity may be structured into common share, preference share, convertible instruments, or balance control and downside protection. Debt financing happens, senior debt from the banks or financial institution, mezzanine financing, structured credit form, offshore debt from external commercial borrowing, then holding company, that is holdco structure, where the PE sponsor often set up a special purpose vehicle, SPV, or holdco, holding company, to acquire the shares. Now, Indian-specific regulations. Indian-specific regulatory contest leverage restrictions will be the traditional leverage buyout, LBO style debt. LBO style debt financing is constrained in India, as domestic banks are not permitted to lend acquisition of the shares as per the RBI prudential norms. Workaround includes using NBFC, infusing debt at the target companies post-acquisition, and structuring the mezzanine instrument like convertible debentures or preference shares. FEMA and FDI rules, where PE buyout involving the foreign investor must comply with the sectoral caps, entry routes, and the pricing guidelines. Competition Commission of India, where the large buyouts that meet the assets turnover or deal value threshold require mandatory CCI approval. New deal value threshold regime in 2024 consists of, it broadens the scope to include the digital economy, taxation and stamp duty, as well as taxation and stamp duty consist of share transfer, attract the capital gain, and use of step-down structure must comply with the General Anti-Avoidance Rule, that is GAAR. Post-acquisition governance consists of PE sponsorer exercise the control through the broad representation, veto rights, and affirmative voting provisions. Exits, routes and timing. When the PE will exit? An exit is defining the stage of the private equity in a private equity investment cycle, as it crystallizes the return for investors and validates the fund's value creation strategy. Exits are critical because PE funds operates under finite life cycle, typically 8 to 10 years, and distribution to the limited partners depends on realizing the gain from the portfolio companies. In India, exit strategy must be carefully designed considering market condition, regulatory environment, taxation, sector, and specific sectors. Now, common exit routes consist of IPO. IPO is the mechanism rationally, trade sales, these are some of the initial public offer rationally is the providing the mechanism of IPO exit is PE investor divest their stake by selling the shares to the public through the IPO or by offering the shares to the listed company, and rationally behind it is to provide high visibility and often maximizes the valuation due to public market pricing. As far as trade sale is concerned, this another option. Mechanism is stake is sold to the strategic buyer. Advantage is that it often offers an higher valuation multiples due to synergies provided immediate finance. Secondary sale mechanism is PE fund sales its stake to another PE, and advantage is a quick execution and avoids lengthy process. Buyback promoter repetition is a original promoter repurchases the PE investor's stake at premium to regain the full control, and mergers, roll-ups and tuck-in exist mechanism consists of portfolio company merges with or it is acquired by another firm. Distressed insolvency exist, distressed or insolvency exits through the mechanism is exit through the sale of assets under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code IBC, and its relevance is used when the portfolio is underperformed. Investor may salvage the value through the asset sales. Timing of exit consists of mostly fund life cycle consideration, mostly 8 to 10 years. Investment period is first 3 to 5 years, holding period is 3 to 7 years, and exit finally final 1 to 3 years. Market condition is timing for exit consists of market condition. Market condition, IPO exits are highly sensitive to the equity market and the performance and investor appreciate. Secondary and trade sales may be a more resilient in the down market. Regulatory timing is CCI approval, SEBI lock-in requirement, and FEMA approvals may be delay in exiting the private equity. Valuation and performance windows. Exit timing depends upon achieving the performance milestone, and often it is linked to the valuation arbitrage. Risk and challenges in PE exit in India. How the private equity exists and what is the risk and challenges there. So risk is a regulatory risk. Second is a market risk. Third one is a promoter independence. And fourth one is a liquidity risk. Now, the club deals and the consortium investing. Club deals means what? Rationale of the club deal is the risk sharing. Club deal means it reduces the concentration exposure for one fund, especially in a volatile emerging market like India. Then capital pooling means it enables the funds to participate in mega deals more than $1 billion, which would otherwise be inaccessible. Then sectoral expertise. Each fund brings its own domain expertise. For example, one may be specialized in infrastructure, another may be in technology. Then relationship building is and regulatory comfort are the two important segment or pillars for this. Structure of the club deal. Club deal structure consists of capital contribution, governance arrangement, control management, and exit mechanism. Under exit mechanism, pre-agreed timeline 5 to 7 years, drag along right from the coordinated exit, and preference is given to IPO. Types of club deals. What are the types of club deals? Per equity club deals is a co-investment model. See, one lead private equity firm originates and structure the deal. Other funds or limited partners or LPs co-invest alongside. Then joint control club deals. Equal or near equal shareholding among the consortium members. Joint decision making on strategic matters. Now strategic plus financial invest club. That is mix of private equity investors and strategic corporate partners. India specific regulatory context is a FEMA and RBI Competition Act 2002, SEBI Takeover Code, etc. And institutional participation will consist of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, Temasek GIC, Tamsek GIC, Global Pension Fund, CPP, and Indian institution like NIIF. Domestic insurance and the pension funds are gradually being allowed to participate under IRDA and PFRDA guidelines. Technology and infrastructure deal consists of renewable energy for solar, wind, or electronic vehicles, as well as digital platform, are particularly attractive for the consortium investment. Recent example is the Reliance Jio platform, which attracted the consortium of the global investors Silver Lake, Vista, KKR, Mubadala, AIDC, GIC. Renew Power received consortium funding from Goldman Sachs Private Equity and Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. Risk and challenges in club deal. There is a risk of coordination challenge, control dispute, then regulatory scrutiny, then exit complexity and reputational liability. 6. What are the advantages of the club deals in Indian context? Advantages are access to large ticket deals, better risk diversification, enhanced credibility and with the promoters, and ability to bring the capital plus expertise plus network into high growth Indian firm.